What up, X? It's the Morning X. Shea Stig and Prince. Good morning, Prince. How are you? How are
you? It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, that part. That part is good. Hey, look, there's my number one friend, lackadaisically entering the studio after the show has already started. I used to call you on my Hajj phone, Nicholas Hajda, assistant host of the program. Good morning, buddy. What's up, my man? What's up?
What's up? It's Friday.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Good. Great. Noted young person.
That's it? Okay. Yeah. Moving on to me.
Same. I'll sink into it. Make it worse. There it is.
When you say sink into it, make it worse, are you not just sinking into it and making it worse?
Well, when you actually listen to me, that's even worse.
When I actually listen to you?
Look, all I had, you're singing Drake. Oh, I was like, something about
a man down.
You're doing the whole, you lean away when Hajda comes in the studio late, then like Hajda's here, you're all happy. But that's a visual thing. Doesn't work on the radio.
Noted young person, speculating a little bit here. She has never seen a Chris Kattan anything. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Not entirely true.
Okay.
I went on YouTube yesterday.
SNL alum Chris Kattan is going to be on our program later on today. I'm excited about it because I'm an SNL guy.
Yeah.
And I'm already envisioning asking him a bunch of SNL things. And he's like, I haven't been on that show in 20 years.
Yeah.
Why can't we talk about something? I'm like, well, because I want to talk to you about Saturday Night Live things. Is that all right?
See,
What do you watch on YouTube?
I've seen a lot of his Saturday Night Live stuff, but I didn't like put it together. It was him until I did more research.
The costuming and is like, incredible. Oh. He is not that animal.
Yeah. I mean, I like the cowbell skit.
It's
cowbell? More cowbell?
That's Will Ferrell.
I know, there's a whole group of people.
I was like,
he's like playing the drums
in
the background.
Which one is he in the cowbell?
He's a guitarist. Yeah, I think he plays the guitar.
Okay.
I like, and then the one
you're well aware of his catalog.
Yeah. So he knows how to play the guitar. That's important.
No, he doesn't.
Please ask him.
He knows how to hold a guitar.
Please ask him what it was like to play the guitar in the background of that hilarious Will Ferrell sketch.
Do you think this will humble him or offend him?
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a good palate cleanser for Jason offending him by just asking about Saturday Night Live.
Why would he be offended? I don't understand. He should
figure out. Bow down to us, right?
So, Morning X headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Idea Public Schools, 8 o'clock-ish today, Chris Kattan.
It's like having Jason on somebody else's podcast and then be like, hey, what was it like a putt-putt? When you rolled those wieners.
Yeah. You know what that would be like? Awesome. Because I got a million great putt-putt stories. I was like, oh, you want to do putt-putt content? I got your putt-putt content coming right now. All right?
Who was the most pain-in-the-ass celebrity host of putt-putt?
I am happy to talk to you about my late 90s putt-putt days. Okay, you want to go early 90s? We talk about Little League Baseball state tournaments. I can do that.
All right. Radio Shack?
Yeah. I got a little Radio Shack window in there. I can talk to you about any of it. I got married once upon a time. I can tell you any era of my life, I got great stories.
You've
I'm not
going to
be offended on anyone that you bring up, okay? Anyone. You want to talk about when I was in the womb? I was killing in the womb, all right?
Oh,
what's
ew.
What's your best womb story?
I got womb stories for days, man. Threw a party one time and didn't go to sleep for 5 days up in that bitch, okay?
Wow.
Wait a minute. Up in that bitch. That was my... Okay. Anyway.
You stuck a girl in the womb that one time?
Chris Kattan is going to be on the show later today. Hey. Straight face, serious news here, my friend. While you were sleeping, the city of Austin has, because of increased COVID cases, going back to stage 5. Masks, again, bars, restaurants, closing a possibility. A stay-at-home order. Here is the mayor speaking last night. Grade that acting. Could Chris Kattan have done that?
No.
I don't know.
No,
we'll see when he gets here.
You almost got me, though. I was Googling.
You almost got me, too.
What do you mean, almost got you? If you were Googling, I got you. Okay?
But I hadn't Googled yet, so you didn't get me. I could pull it back and claim something else.
That's the scale.
I had to hit the launch button real quick because I was like, I can't straight
you
face.
You saw his fingers typing away.
Just because I couldn't keep up the act anymore.
Oh.
You just got Rickrolled. You got Radio Rickrolled, ladies and gentlemen, because...
Wow.
You're familiar with Rickrolling, right?
Yes,
Ashley?
I was
in the middle of an Emily Rick Astley thing. I'm still riding high on my womb riffing and radio
he's acting
Rick,
so hard he Rick gave Rolling. You a character.
All right, that's now my alter
well,
ego.
I don't know. It started in 2009 when you were just like a child, and so
yes,
yeah.
But it's still going on today.
Now, do you know it's a real
it's like
song?
A long yes, I do.
It's not just like a meme.
Yes. Okay. Right. Yes. It's like a long war. It still is going on, never going to
Dude,
end.
Dude, I've come for full circle. I love getting Rickrolled now. That song is a banger.
So, it started, according to this, in 2009. And for those of you who have never been Rickrolled, why don't you have friends? What's the deal, man? That's where people trick you into clicking on a link for the Never Gonna Give You Up video. So, it is, you go to the actual, this is very important to the story. They send you a link and it goes to the Rick Astley video.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I was like, somehow there's a real video and then it just cuts to Rick Astley in the middle. But that would
happens
be,
too.
That's a, that happens is that a too. Rick roll as well?
Yeah.
Well, it is newsworthy today because Rick Astley just got to 2 million views. Excuse me. 1 billion. 2 million views.
Wait, what? Say that one more time.
Stop the presses. Hey. 2 million views.
And call me when one of our TikToks gets to 500. 2 million views. I would kill a man for 2 million views.
Hey,
I would kill
500 views.
Rick Astley for 2 million views.
I tell you what, you film that. That'll get you those views.
That's true.
1 billion views on YouTube. Sorry, I was confused because he got 2 million views on April Fool's Day, 2021. So it's still happening.
Yeah.
People getting, throwing the Rick rolls out there.
It doesn't work as well anymore, though, because I tried Rickrolling somebody recently, and because it has so many views, there's an ad over the video now.
I was just thinking, you click on it, and immediately you've got to count down from 5 to when you can skip to the video. So what have they done to the great tradition of Rickrolling?
They've ruined it.
Thanks, technology.
Rick thanked the fans on Twitter. Saying, quote, that is mind-blowing. The world is a wonderful and beautiful place. I am very lucky, end quote. I did my own internet calculations and research. 1 billion views is translates to $3 to $5 million.
Do you think he got that?
So,
oh, man.
That's it?
That's it. Okay. My bad.
Go ask 2008 Rick Astley if $3 to $5 million would make a difference for the dude. I'm pretty sure $3 to $5 million fixed him up pretty good. The world is a wonderful, beautiful place. I mean, he's in on the joke, right?
Like he knows it's about him and his song.
Well, not that like, hey, I wrote this song that is so beautiful and incredible that it just took the took the world
by storm.
22 years to fully appreciate it. No, it's a joke, man.
Well, like you said,
if you weren't a goofball redhead with the weird 80s song, that wouldn't have happened to you.
It's a joke that pays him, so I'm sure he's happily. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's do it.
That womb material I did at the beginning of this, I didn't get paid nothing for that. Okay, so good job, Rick Astley.
You know what he needs now? He needs to upload a video that is the start of that video, but then like right before you're like, oh, I got Rickrolled, he pulls out a Smirnoff Ice. You got iced.
You got iced. You got Rickrolled.
You got Rick iced.
I thought you were going to go to the black dude with a huge dong that everybody.
That's the next. That's the follow up.
Do you know about that one, Emily? That one might be more specific to our friend group, but that's the adult version of getting Rickrolled. Is you click on something and then it's just a dude with his big black dong hanging.
Somebody
out.
Somebody sends you a link. It's like, hey, CNN says that asteroid's about to hit Earth, and you go and it's boom. Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Giant black.
I'll get you with
that
one this weekend. I'm going to give you a couple days to wait till you're not ready. If I tried to do it today, it would mess you up. But
I like Rickrolling better. Let's stick to that.
That one is called Rolling.
Yo.
Yes. Can't do the thing.
Yeah, don't
stuff.
Do that.
It's the Morning X, and coming up in just a moment, another Hey, How About That? Emily Olympic Fun Fact of the Day.
Woohoo!
I want to be sad when the Olympics are gone.
Does the fun have to stop?
There's, no, but...
If you believe in the funness of the Olympics, you can have that in your heart 365 days a year. All 365 times 4 years that the Olympics are off, right?
It is going to get me through the next 4 years, though, just the anticipation.
Of waiting for it?
You only got to wait 3.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact. Hey, how about that?
Yeah. Hey, how about that?
Yeah. What is your Olympics deal, Emily? Because she turned the TV on today and was flipping through the Olympic channels and for a second stopped on the U.S. women's national team soccer. Alex Morgan was on the screen and Emily goes, soccer? Do you just want things that are almost, that are just barely identifiable as sports?
No.
Women's soccer is too sporty for you? We gotta go somewhere?
You can see those every day. You can
find some 3-on-3 badminton?
Yeah. I wish that was on instead. We're just watching swimming.
Everybody knows this, Jason. The fun part of watching Olympics is finding some obscure sport you know nothing about and being like, who is that? What are their rules? Why are they diving into the end zone in rugby? Just run across
I love that. That is it.
All right. More. Hey, how about that? Olympic fun facts. Plus, your chance to see The Offspring on the other side of this break. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Your chance at tickets to see The Offspring coming up in just a second.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. All right. It's almost officially happening. Texas and Oklahoma are leaving the Big 12 to go to the SEC. The Southeastern Conference yesterday voted unanimously to extend an invite to Texas and Oklahoma to come join up with the conference.
Unanimously?
Yeah. So I'm glad that you noticed that, because that is, to me, the most interesting part.
Just roll over, Aggies.
Texas A&M, who's in the SEC, specifically because a decade ago they were tired of being the Longhorns' little brother in the Big 12, taking orders from Austin. They're like, I'm going to the SEC, and they did, and it's worked out great for you, Aggies. All right, you were number 5 in the nation. You're killing it in football. Congratulations!
Yeah, you came so close to being relevant last year.
Yeah. So last week when Texas announced, "Hey, we're going to get up and move to the SEC," Aggies were all like, "No! We are the only Texas school in the SEC. We will defend our turf. We will defend our Texas turf against the Longhorns coming and jumping in bed with us in the SEC." And then it was put to a vote yesterday, and the Aggies voted yes for the Longhorns to come to the SEC. What are you doing, Aggies?
I hope it was one of those where like they're all in person in a room and they're just raising their hands, and like all of them go up except for the Aggies guy.
Yeah, and they just kind of
stare at him for a while.
Now look, it doesn't matter.
Don't kick us out, please.
It doesn't matter because it's a 3/4 majority. Okay, so you needed 11 of the 14 schools to vote yes. So Texas A&M voting no, it would have been 13-1 and Texas would have been in. But why? Now, you're equivalent of the person who picks his presidential candidate because it's like, I think that guy's going to win. I want to vote for the guy who wins.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. Stick to your guns. Have some self-respect, Aggie.
They should totally flip-flop and be like, this was our idea.
Oh.
We sent them the invitation. We said, you guys come on. This is great for us. We love having you here.
Yeah, this is like, as soon as we beat them, this is going to come up again. They're going to say, you know, we let you guys win. Just like we let you guys into the SEC.
In a relationship and your girl comes home from like visiting her friend's birthday party. She's like, hey, I'm into crystals now. And you're like, I love it.
Oh, no.
I love it. More kyanite.
Kyanite?
I think that's a
all right
thing.
Hey, don't ask me.
Look, it is a... It is the correct decision for the Aggies because they're going to get more money now. Texas, Oklahoma, bringing all that sweet Big 12 cash over. Just put that on top of the rest. But come on, Aggies. What are you doing? You just got cucked again, okay? At least stick to your guns and be like, no, we don't want him here. We're going to voice our disapproval. So it's weird, the series of votes. The Aggies Board of Regents, that's a 9-person panel or whatever, they all voted.
7 people, 2 goes.
To vote yes, and it was 8-1. There's one dude, one Board of Regent. He runs a car dealership in the middle of nowhere. He voted no. That guy has my respect, okay?
Yeah.
The rest of you Aggies, come on. What are we doing?
He should be doing that like in his car. He's like, come on down to Jim Bob Chevrolet where we did not vote for the Longhorns during the SEC.
I didn't even think about that. Maybe that's his angle.
Maybe he doesn't even
care about football. He's like, I don't know. I'm in a real pickle over here.
We're the true crimson? Maroon?
Maroon.
Maroon.
Dark red?
Crimson is the...
I don't think
you want to be 50% sports podcast
I've been
owner?
Trying to offload that stock forever, man.
I don't think you have. Get out of here, man. Okay, thanks for allowing me just a moment to talk about college football and the biggest story in Texas
right now. Do you think that the Aggies are now going to just like be like, hey, at least we're not Texas Tech? Those guys are in trouble.
It's time for another Emily, hey, how about that Olympics fun fact. Emily?
All right. Thank you, Jason, for passing it over. I put on my glasses just for this occasion. So here we go. We've got some fun facts. I got kind of way too many today, but the first thing I want to start off with, fun fact, we're losing. USA is losing.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
China's number one right now with 18 gold medals, and then it's Japan with 16, and then the United States with 14.
Oh, as long as we're beating the fake Russians.
So, yeah, you know, that's a little sad.
I like what you did there, Emily, because first of all, medal counts. Who cares? But when I saw it today, it had the U.S. in first place, and I was like, what is going on here? But you're right. We are trailing trailing several nations in gold medals.
Yeah.
And you know how we feel about those silver medals? We don't care for them. That's that's a loser medal.
We have too many silver medals. Exactly. Yeah. Loser medal. But, okay, well, I got a fun fact.
Did you guys hear they're going to rename the silver medal the Biles medal?
That's not funny!
Continuing on my fun fact.
Simone Silver.
That's right. I'm just leaning into it. Yeah. I'm going to keep going.
Did you get out of your system
That's
yet?
Fine.
I'm so glad. I was trying to work out a joke, like just like a thanks Simone or something, and I couldn't quite do
it.
Got
a silver medal in there. A silver medal.
Yeah.
Anyways, did you know, fun fact, that for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo, they created a kimono for every single country that was represented in the Olympics.
A kimono?
Just
a kimono.
One per country?
Yep.
You got to share?
And they had some people wear it around.
Okay, I was going to say, a kimono is one of those robe things.
Yeah, yeah.
That like an old Japanese guy would wear into the bathhouse.
Mainly women.
Oh, women?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What's the thing where the old Asian dude walks into the bathhouse and he's wearing that and then he takes it off and he's...
Yeah. Dude, those bathhouses are awesome.
Excuse me?
I've been to Japan. I've been to the bathhouse. Yeah. They're great.
All right.
Yeah, but they made a kimono for every country. That's fun. Another fun thing that I didn't know about, but I got educated on this morning, was that this Australian Olympian used her free condoms to save her damaged kayak. And then she won a gold medal with her condom kayak.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, she put the condom on. It made it more aerodynamic in the water.
She put a condom over the kayak?
It was a magnum. Yeah, those are some great condoms then.
And she just slid right past everybody else and... fertilized the egg.
This is very difficult for me to. Hey, how about that?
I mean, I know.
She used the gun. What?
Yeah, yeah. No, she was excited about competing, and then her kayak ended up having some sort of damage to the nose, and so
like
her team.
Just
last minute was like, oh my gosh, we got to add this carbon finish to it, and to keep the carbon finish in place. They just slap some condoms on there.
You know what? Here, I can make... You know that that infomercial where the guy uses that black tar thing and it makes a screen door boat? It's kind of like they did that.
Yeah.
They just slap it on there.
Flex seal?
Yes. They flex sealed her canoe, kayak.
Right.
And then she put the condom over it to make sure it wouldn't...
get all wet.
Yeah.
Something after they used the condoms on the canoe, did it get all soft? Because that's what happens to me.
No, they had the... They had the last longer gel on the end. I don't know how condoms were in sex work.
Hey, how about that? The Oscars. Jesus.
This is not good radio.
Should have gone out on the Biles medal. That was the...
Yeah.
The Offspring at Emo's September 1st, 512-835-1015 is the number. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Beat me. And we're going to hook up tickets for you. Are y'all still mad at me about this whole Simone Biles? 101X, it's the Morning X with tickets to see The Offspring playing at Emo September the 1st and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Paul. I'm going the hallway. Good luck, man.
Paul. All right. We've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more right than Jason, then you will be getting your Offspring on, and probably with the barbecue sandwich.
Yum.
Dope.
Yes. Your choices today are, which German composer wrote that? Yeah, right. Books. Why did it have to be books? Or ¿Qué es el título de la película en español? Which is, what is that movie title in Spanish?
Oh, okay. Let's try the books.
Excellent. Excellent.
One day, this German composers will be defeated.
I'm going to swap it out with Pixar songs next week.
Thank God.
It was Mozart, Bach, and the other guy. Books. Why does it have to be books? What American author was known for writing about the Great Depression in such books as Of Mice and Men and The Grapes of Wrath?
Steinbeck.
Yes.
Woohoo! Somebody took an English class once, at least.
Leo Tolstoy's novel, War and Peace, chronicles the invasion of Russia by whom?
Napoleon.
Yes. And lost except in France. Let's see. War, what is it good for? Blah, blah, blah. What novel revolves around the adventures of a Spanish nobleman who believes himself to be a medieval knight?
Oh.
Spanish nobleman thinks he's a medieval knight.
Oh. What is it? I'm not sure.
Is that your final answer? I'm not sure.
Yes.
Don Quixote is who we were looking for.
Don Quixote.
Yeah, hold on, though. That's pretty good, Paul. I think 2 out of 3 in a trivia topic about books is going to do it for Jason, but you never know.
Jason doesn't read.
Thanks, Emily.
I'm just saying what you've told me.
Like all the news stories that we hand Jason to do, he just looks at the pictures and then makes up his own stories.
Makes up his own story.
Yeah.
Maybe a barbecue sandwich?
Maybe.
Okay.
What American author was... books. Why did it have to be books is the topic, and he got 2 out of 3. What American author was known for writing about the Great Depression in such books as...
Hang on. Emily, when he says books, why did it have to be books? You know what he's referencing there?
You.
But I don't read. I'm the stupid one. Jason doesn't read.
Yeah, it's a movie reference.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones. Snakes.
Okay, that's not a book.
I got a snake.
We took the snakes thing and replaced it with books, and that's why it's comedic genius, but now we've earned it. The Great Depression in such books as Of Mice and Men and The Grapes of Wrath. Who wrote The Mice and Men and The Grapes of Wrath?
Steinbeck.
Yes. Leo Tolstoy's novel, War and Peace, chronicles the invasion of Russia by whom? Now, Paul did answer before I can get this out there, but I will accept either the person or the country they represented.
Oh. One person invaded Russia?
It's the person that was in charge of this country at the time. That's way too much of a hint. But.
All right, give me Hitler, Bob.
Oh, Napoleon. The French Hitler.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The shorter one.
2 days in a row with the tricolored ice cream question. Go for it.
You know what? No, done with time for a side. Replace the strawberry with cookies and cream. Fixed it. What novel revolves around the adventures of a Spanish nobleman who believes himself to be a medieval knight?
That might be the best idea you've ever had.
I know, right?
And your idea of the bar is quite high.
The hamburger milkshake? Eating all food out of a cup?
Yeah. Why can't we have Neapolitan ice cream that's like 3 flavors people actually dig? Cookies and cream, butter pecan.
Yeah.
I'll even let one of you weird mint people.
Ew, not mix in. Don't mix the mint.
Bumbleito likes mint ice cream.
Okay, that's the worst thing. We have to fix that kid.
I know.
I like it. I just not mixed with weird things.
Not mixed with weird things?
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's toothpaste ice cream. Okay, that's what you're eating.
All right.
Spanish nobleman who believes himself to be a medieval knight.
What is the question? That was a statement.
Revolves around the adventures of a Spanish nobleman who believes himself to be a medieval knight.
Believes himself to be a medieval.
Should be all you need if you know books.
I don't know. Spanish nobleman.
I really had that idea about the ice cream and like in the middle of the night, and I bolted up right out of bed. I was like, I got to tell somebody.
Okay.
It's like I invented the flux capacitor.
Give me.
Okay.
Cat in the Hat.
Oh!
I thought you were actually going to get it.
Don Quixote.
Yeah. No Chiaro
Taco
Huevos
Bell?
Verdes y jamón.
Nice.
No. Wow.
Do not give me ham with my eggs.
He was a Spanish nobleman. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't want your green eggs and ham. Paul, you win. Congratulations. Hold on 1 second, man.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock all day.